Let's face it, being a parent is a round-the-clock job, without factoring in full or part-time work, responsibilities, and maintaining outside relationships with partners, friends, and family. Burnout is real, whether it's a result of personal or professional pressures or just the massive social, financial, and mental toll incurred by the COVID-19 pandemic. If you're a parent that feels like you're nearing your wit's end, Birdie Break, a Canadian on-demand babysitting service, wants you to know that it sees you, hears you, and feels you, and is here to help. With this in mind, it's essential to be mindful of best practices to keep parental burnout at bay. Here are a few helpful tips for doing just that. Recognize your burnout before you can take the necessary steps to help combat parental burnout. You first have to take the uncomfortable but necessary action of acknowledging it's there. For many, admitting that you're feeling worn down may feel like you're a bad parent or not trying hard enough. However, this couldn't be farther from the truth. Every parent feels this way at one point or another, and there is no shame in admitting that your battery is running low. Depending on your child's age, parental burnout can be physical due to chasing your kid around the house or constantly watching them like a hawk. However, it can also be mental, such as craving more intellectual stimulation outside of Play-Doh and Paw Patrol or having a child enter adolescence or their teenage years and feeling less connected to them than when they were little. Often, it's a combination of both. Either way, recognizing that things are taking a toll, and talking about it openly, is the first step in working towards feeling better. Make time for yourself if you're a parent nearing your wit's end, Birdie Break can help. Photo via iStock. As with acknowledging parental burnout, it's common for many parents to feel as though taking time for themselves away from their children makes them selfish. Wrong again. Craving time alone is a valid and a totally normal feeling. After all, we must take care of ourselves to ensure that we are best prepared to care for others. Set time aside to do something you enjoy, whether it's 5 minutes or an hour. If you can't find someone to watch your little one while you take time for yourself, have them partake in their own quiet activity to teach them the value of independent alone time. After all, kids are never too young to learn the importance of self-care. / Your schedule. Parenting is a juggling act with dozens of things in the air at once. From socializing to children's activities to work and everything in between, commitments tend to pile up at the least convenient times. If you feel overwhelmed by your chaotic calendar, it's likely time to reevaluate. Take a moment to categorize and prioritize what matters most to you and let go of things that aren't urgent or crucial. It may mean missing that friend's dinner or rain-checking on an extended family get-together. Still, small sacrifices in the short term will create much-needed relief in the long run, and those who care about you will understand. Find a venting venue first things first. Venting and complaining are not the same. Venting is a perfectly natural method of releasing bottled-up stress. You can be frustrated, worn out, or feel defeated. It doesn't make you less than, it makes you human. Whether it's a friend who's also a parent, a family member, a counselor, or an online forum, it can be incredibly cathartic to find a judgment-free venue to vent to ensure that you can release that pent-up stress without letting it fester or turn into resentment. Seek support. Birdie Break provides parents with an affordable and safe option for childcare. Photo via Birdie Break. There's truth in the saying, it takes a village. Whether you're part of a big family or a single parent, having a solid support system is essential to ensure your and your child's happiness. Birdie Break was founded in 2017 by co-founders Melanie Swerden, a former nanny and favorite auntie, and Cressida Raffin, a mother, who noticed a substantial lack of reliable, safe, and accessible childcare in the marketplace. To rectify this need, Swerden and Raffin sought to create what is being called the Uber for babysitting, to help parents feel comfortable while providing a reliable and convenient avenue to childcare. Offering babysitting services, Birdie provides parents with an affordable and safe option for those in need of support. To learn more about Birdie Break and to find the best services for you and your family, visit birdiebreak.com.